Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lowe's. And I see Otto is still awake, which is wonderful. Thank you.
It's hard to do, John, when you get older.
Well, we're sitting in these relaxing chairs, too.
You know what? That's the one thing about the Zoom part of it. When we were just on the radio, I could just shut my eyes a little bit and nobody knew anything.
Here, we're going to catch you.
It's much harder this way, really.
We're talking with Tom Camber, and Tom is the founder of OATS, which is Older Adults Technology Services, and also Senior Planet. And locations are all over the place. There's thousands and thousands of people involved with this at this point. And even at the break, Christina was just talking about utilizing Tom more with his technology knowledge. I mean, we are going forward in a technological world. I mean, that's all it is to. We talked a little bit in reference to retiring, and it's so true. I mean, even in this country, when Social Security started, I forget how many thousands of people contributed for one person. Now, every two people is paying off one. I mean, you know, we didn't expect people to be living into their 90s and still getting Social Security. You know, you're right, you retired at 65, you were dead in 68. So we paid you for a couple of years. We didn't pay for two generations, which is what's going on. However, and that's one of the most important things for this program, whilst you are living, it's the quality of your life that's the most important thing. Not to be sitting home watching TV and not having any contact with the outside world between the senior centers and technology and everything that's available to a senior. And you, with Senior Planet and OATS, it's a major, major, tremendous conduit to bring people together. And that's all you want. Who, you know, you're going to get people that are not going to participate whatsoever. That's life. And you know, everybody, Otto, Christina, yourself, we've all witnessed this. Like, you can't make them eat it if they don't want it. That's all there is to it. But for those that want to avail themselves of your services, I think it's tremendous. What I want to touch on is just for a minute, and then you can go wherever you want in this last segment. Just what goes on in Chelsea? Chelsea is your New Yorker office, am I right?
Yeah, our flagship center, yeah.
Okay, so it's just computers, or actually people can go and hang out there?
Oh, no, people go hang out. We actually, a lot of people come to our, the Chelsea Center. First of all, we looked at 70 locations before we launched that place. Wow. Because we didn't want to have anybody we didn't want to have a center upstairs, because I didn't want anybody to go through security and have to deal with all the, you know, identification badges and all that stuff. People should be able to get to your center and make it easy for them. So we created a kind of a friction-free model to get people in there. And we found a big retail space right there on 25th Street, which you can just walk right into from the street. And it's a large open space with like huge windows in the front. It's a beautiful space. People come in and they say, I never expected it to look like this. This is the most beautiful senior center I've ever been in, because it's designed to make it really special for people. We got great support from the City of New York Department from the Aging. We got support from the federal government, but a lot of private funders as well helped us build that space out. We were working with Time Warner Cable at the time. We've worked with Verizon, all sorts of different foundations, and the Weinberg Foundation. They all put money into making that place great. When you walk in there, there's a big open room. There's an area on the side we call the living room that has couches and chairs. It looks just like a living room, because that's where most people start with their technology experience, right? Everybody knows what a television is. So we sit you down in there and talk to you about what you want to do, what you want to learn. And then around the room, you'll see there's computers and things set up around the walls in different places. People can just go right on those computers and use them. We'll coach you, we'll train people on them. But a lot of people come in there for the free Wi-Fi and the friendly atmosphere. And just, they like to get out of the house or out of the apartment, come in there. People come from all over, including Long Island. 35% of the people that come to that center come from outside Manhattan.
You can do that now, by the way, during COVID?
No, COVID shut it down because of the issues with the security. So we're waiting to go. The city will eventually allow us to reopen that. And as soon as the city is reopening the senior programs, we'll reopen that center. We're assuming sometime, hopefully the late spring or summer of 2021. And so that's a real resource. But in the back of the center, there's a computer lab where we teach classes all day, every day. So that's how that's set up. And then we send trainers out all over New York City. We teach at about 100 locations a year in partner sites. So they have senior centers and housing groups and nursing homes. We'll go teach wherever somebody's got computers or a lab or Wi-Fi, and we can get paid. We'll teach it.
When you send trainers out, is there a charge for that? Or is
there
this...
is. Yeah. So yeah. We don't charge the seniors. We charge the institutions. So if somebody has a library and the library's got some budget, we'll negotiate a project where we can send trainers out for that library. And what we're doing now is building more of almost like a mass model where we can serve places all over the country. So we've been working with the Humana Foundation down in Louisville, Kentucky, on a project to expand training for seniors so people can get online and close that technology adoption gap everywhere. And that's going to allow us to work with more of a hybrid of some government resources and some foundation and corporate money to get to teach, hopefully, in every county in the country. That's our plan over the next 5 years. We're already in 6 different states, and we've taught over 60,000 people online since COVID started. The city of New York invested in 10,000 free tablets for people in the housing authority for seniors. We're teaching all 10,000 of those people this winter now, and they're all online. But we have millions of people to be able to reach. So over the next 3 to 5 years, we want to close that technology adoption gap where anybody who wants to be online can be online. I agree with John, by the way. Some people don't want to be online, and I believe strongly in people making their own decisions. So if you don't like technology and you don't feel like you want to learn it and you'd prefer to use the newspaper or the radio or whatever makes you feel comfortable, that's your choice. We totally support that. It's that group of people that are kind of looking over their shoulders a little and saying, you know, something's going on that I want to be part of, and I never wanted to learn it before, but now I do. That's our customer base. Those are the people that we want, who are curious, who might have had a bad experience in the past, but they're ready to try again. And we'll teach you in a social environment so people can learn in a really supportive way. And we don't want the seniors to have to pay to solve a social problem that they didn't create. So that's why we get all the foundation and government actors and corporate actors to pay for these classes. We raised $10 million this year. We're a $10 million nonprofit right now. And this place, this whole operation started in my living room in Brooklyn 15 years ago with me and a laptop and my dog, and that was it. And now it's grown to this.
That's a great story, really great.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
One other area that, I'm sorry, John.
No, go. I just said congratulations. Well,
another area of technology that the Project Independence Technology Committee has been talking about is smart homes and the use of Alexa-type devices within the home. I'm of the belief that if somebody can sit there and say, Alexa, play me Perry Como, or, you know, Alexa, do whatever, would be great for people who are isolated, which right now there are a number of because of COVID. What's Senior Planet's direction as far as that goes? Is that something you're getting involved with or have been?
Absolutely. And I think, Otto, one way to think about this whole technology challenge for people is to think a little bit as if you're getting access to a new language and a new culture. I've traveled around the world a little bit, and most other countries, people speak more than one language. If you go to Europe, everybody speaks 2 or 3 languages, and they're pretty familiar. If you go to Italy, people speak German in Northern Italy, and they know all about Germany and they could talk about it. Well, as an older person today, you have to learn this new language of technology, which means not just learning the skills to use, you know, just a computer or just the phone, but think about it as a new culture. Think about it as a not just the physical tool, but also the things that come along with it. And the smart home is part of that culture now. People are realizing you can set your home up. Once you've set your home up with your laptop, you have to be connected to the internet from home. And once you're connected to the internet, that opens up a whole host of opportunities to use that connection to do things like look at your doorbell when you're away from home and see who's ringing the doorbell. Or check people. We have a contract right now in Montgomery County, Maryland, with the Montgomery County government, where we're training seniors to use electrical monitors at home that use the internet to manage their electric bills and save money on electricity, which is just super cool because that smart home allows you to leverage that single investment in the technology connection to build a more kind of have a certainly a cooler home where you can say, Alexa, turn my lights off in the den, or Alexa, play me a Perry Como song, or Alexa, you know, when was the last time the White Sox won the World Series or something like that? That could go back a few years. And you can have more fun with it. You can have part of that culture. There's a whole world of podcasts out there today, which are replacing some of the traditional news networks. And in fact, programs like this that are, you know, people wouldn't necessarily see them on cable TV or listen on the radio, and suddenly you discover it on the internet and you can come watch a Zoom session. So that new set of the culture of technology use includes the smart home. And there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of options. Alexa is really cool because you can control it by your voice. You can have Alexa send somebody a message. You can have Alexa buy you some more dog food and have it shipped to your house. There's a lot of things people can learn how to do with it. It's really about what your preferences are. And how complicated do you want to get with or how ambitious you want to get with your technology choices? I always say start with the thing you want to do the most and learn how to do that well, and then add on things one by one until you decide that you're having a good balance and having fun with it. It shouldn't feel frustrating or aggravating for people.
Sometimes I believe that a caregiver, if you will, a child of somebody who's in a position. Maybe they don't have the wherewithal to kick something like that off, but the caregiver, when I use the word, it could be a family or whoever, are the ones that maybe would want their mother or their father to have a smart home. Yes, so that they're right. Safe and they'll know what's going on with them and so on. Do you get involved in that at all with caregivers type of thing?
We do a little bit, although I'll have to tell you that at Senior Planet and Oats, we really focus on the end user senior. Right. And there's two reasons for that. One is that a lot of families have a lot more tension than we like to admit. You know, I remember looking at people that had these home monitoring systems. They said, everybody's, you know, your children can watch you on a video and see, make sure that you're okay. And I talked to a whole bunch of seniors that were like, I don't want my kids watching me on a video. I don't want my children having that level of control over me. I want control over myself. And I'd like to, you know, have support where I want it, when I want it, and how I want it. And so when we empower the older person directly, they can use those tools. And if you've got a great relationship with your son or daughter or sister who wants to be checking in on you that way, that's great. But I prefer to make sure that people are trained to use those devices themselves and that they're mainstream consumer-oriented devices and people remain as empowered as they can as long as possible so they make their own decisions.
Unbelievable. Honestly, you know, Tom, Christina said it best. I mean, you have to come back. You have to get more involved. I mean, this hour just flew by, and it really is just the tip of the iceberg. And unfortunately, we're out of time. It just goes so quickly. But I want to thank you so much for participating. And I'm sure Christina is going to be in touch with you. We're going to be giving out your number. And that's it. So all I can say is thank you from the bottom of my heart, because this has been one of the most enlightening shows we've done in a long time. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And I'm throwing out another special thank you to Tom Camber, who really has put together a phenomenal, phenomenal organization. And you should be very proud of that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.